Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. As you probably know, I have been a supporter of the Pacific Legal Foundation for many years, and in their latest issue dated August, they discuss the shakedown in San Francisco as it pertains to rental property owners. The question raised by the foundation is whether or not the bureaucrats can order you as a owner to pay huge sums of money to a tenant before you could take a rental unit off the market. Their answer to that question is that common sense and our Constitution would say no. The Pacific Legal Foundation has been taking on issues for clients at no charge to them where the issue would involve other people in the community. They recently took on homeowners Dan and Mariah Levin as clients. They live in a small two-unit home on Lombard Street in San Francisco, or rather they live in half of the home, which is the upper unit. They would like to be able to occupy the whole house, but they can't because of a harsh new city law that strips owners like the Levins of the fundamental right to own their own property. You see, a tenant lives in the lower unit, and thanks to San Francisco's new relocation assistance payment ordinance, the Levins are prohibited as a practical matter from changing that situation and transforming the unit from rental space to living space for themselves and their family. Under the new law, San Francisco landlords, in order to remove a tenant from the rental market, had to give the tenant a gigantic payment. The amount of that payment is the difference between the tenant's current annual rental payment and the cost of a comparable rental property on the open market. For the Levins, according to the foundation, that would mean they would have to pay the tenant $117,000 in order to be able to fully occupy their own home. Crazy as it may seem, the government calls the payment a relocation payment, but there are no rules on how the tenant can spend the cash. The tenant can use the money for a new apartment or buy a new Porsche. So the Pacific Legal Foundation has taken on the case for the Levins, and they have filed a lawsuit on behalf of them and all San Francisco property owners to overturn this disturbing new law. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that the Pacific Legal Foundation is correct when it says that this law is taking for private gain and not for public use as required by the Fifth Amendment of our Constitution? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.